Kia ora, kua te re ano ma te ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. The outgoing Māori Crown Relations Minister says Māori can expect a fight under the new national-led government and Labour will have their backs. Te Taitokerau MP Calvin Davis says the Labour government was plagued with an extraordinary set of challenges, including the COVID pandemic, and in the end, people voted for change, regardless of what it might look like. He says from what was said on the campaign trail, it will be Māori who will bear the brunt of most of that change, including the prospect of a referendum on the Treaty of Waitangi. Changes to the treaty would require the informed consent of the descendants of those who signed.
Just to unilaterally declare that you're going to make changes to something as fundamental to your country as principles of Te Treaty or Te Treaty itself, I think, man, they're just asking for an argument, and I think Māori really have to prepare ourselves for a bit of a protest here.
Calvin Davis says he's ruling himself out as a future Labour leader. Incoming Prime Minister Chris Luxon is rejecting the suggestion National's anti-gang policies are anti-Māori. He says the party sent a clear message during the election campaign, and it's Māori who have suffered from law and order and crime getting out of control.
The reality is, yep, we're sending a message really clearly. We've been very transparent about that through the campaign for the last year and a half. I'm sorry, but we do not tolerate a rising level of crime in New Zealand. We don't have to accept that this is how it is. And so we're sending a message, don't choose gang life. It's not going to be good under the national government. Because, I'm sorry, you can't take the rights of being a Kiwi, but not be prepared to have the responsibilities of being one. Now that stops.
Chris Luxon. Some of the $34 million allocated to Te Matatini in this year's budget is going towards ensuring teams from throughout the motu can get to this week's National Primary Schools Kapahaka competition. Te Mana Kuratahi Organising Committee Chair Jack Temuana says it's costing each of the 45 schools between $80,000 and $120,000 to attend the week-long event in Whakatū, Nelson.
That includes their accommodation, their kai, airfares, those who are able to travel by plane. So that financial help has been much appreciated from Te Matatini.
Jack Temuana says most kura have also fundraised to cover any cost shortfalls. And that is your Wātea English News for this morning. Tūrou!